USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. District Court judge's son is dead and her husband fighting for his life after a shooting at their home in New Jersey. The gunman at the home of Judge Esther Salas was reportedly dressed as a delivery man when he opened fire on her husband and then her son. The judge was the first Hispanic woman to ever be appointed to the federal bench in New Jersey. President Trump not saying if he'll accept the results of the November election.
You don't know until you see. It depends. I think mail-in voting is going to rig the election. I really do.
On Fox News Sunday, the president saying he won't say yes or no as of now as to whether he'll accept the results in November. He says in general he is not a good loser. The president also saying when he does leave the White House, he'll look back on his time there and remember how he was treated unfairly. And this is USA Radio News.
Polls show the race between President Trump and Joe Biden is neck and neck. There are two things you need to know to get armed with the facts. First, start tuning into Newsmax TV. Get the truth about President Trump on America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Everyone's watching Newsmax TV. See great shows with Sean Spicer and Greg Kelly at night. And they have Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and Alan Dershowitz. Newsmax is on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, WOW, and more. Check your cable guide. And the second thing is to get the new bestseller, Blitz, by David Horowitz. Blitz is already a number one bestseller and just hit the New York Times list. Blitz reveals Trump's secret plan to win. Don Jr. and Mike Huckabee urge you to get David Horowitz's Blitz. Blitz is at bookstores. Or get the free offer and save $28. Call 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com. That's Blitz at 800-NEWSMAX. And don't forget to watch Newsmax TV today.
Atlanta's Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is questioning Georgia Governor Brian Kemp's motivations for filing a lawsuit against her and her COVID-19 orders.
There were other cities in our state who instituted mask mandates, and he did not push back against them.
The mayor raising the possibility that Kemp sued to challenge the city's coronavirus-related actions because she's a woman, saying on CBS's Face the Nation that Atlanta demographics might also have had something to do with it. Lance Bottoms herself has tested positive for the virus. Police in central Illinois investigating after 13 people were wounded in a mass shooting along Peoria's riverfront last evening. Six men and seven women treated for injuries they're expected to recover from. There is no word from police on any arrests. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Officials are considering renaming a famous bridge in Selma. USA's John Hunt has more.
The passing of civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia who died Friday night at the age of 80, has renewed calls to rename an Alabama bridge currently honoring a Confederate general. Among those supporting the efforts to name the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma after Lewis was his close friend and colleague Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on Meet the Press.
Edmund Pettus was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan to take his name off that bridge and replace it with a good man, John Lewis, the personification of the goodness of America rather than the honor, someone who disrespected individual freedom.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For nearly a century, an iconic worker has been helping with America's war efforts. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
And Rosie the Riveter is back, and again producing goods for her country in a time of need yet again. May Cryer was one of the World War II Rosie the Riveters, now making masks amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 94-year-old Pennsylvania resident telling ABC News as long as just one of her masks saved one life during the pandemic, she has done her job. She believes she has made hundreds of the masks so far.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.